Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Atlanta attorney Louise T. Hornsby about the 9 questions to ask before hiring a personal injury attorney. Our guest today is an Atlanta, Georgia native. She passed the Georgia bar in 1966. Today, she is the managing partner at the Hornsby Law Firm. They are one of the only African-American mother-daughter law firms in the entire state of Georgia. They provide services in personal injury, criminal law, and family law. We're so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is the pride of David T. Howard High School, Spelman College, and Matthews School of Law, attorney Louise T. Hornsby. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you, Sparkplug. I really thank you. I thank you, and I thank you for all the kind things that you've said about me. And I appreciate you for allowing me and other women, especially of color, being on your radio and also in your magazine.
All right. Attorney Hornsby, how's everything going for you this morning?
Everything is going fine. I'm blessed. I got up this morning and got on the prayer line. I thought it'd be wise that I get on the prayer line.
All right. Well, hey, are you ready to get into these 9 questions to ask before hiring a personal injury attorney?
Yes.
All right. Well, the first question to ask a personal injury attorney before hiring them is, what is your contingency fee? Why is this question so important?
Well, Sparkplug, this question is very important if it sets the guidelines on which you and your attorney are going to operate. And you must remember that that it's a contract, really. It's an agreement between you and your attorney, and you need to know all the specifications of the contract before, you know, and you need it explained to you. And the only thing about contingency fee is, and the best thing about it for the client, is that if there is no recovery, there is no money to be paid to the attorney or to you, and no upfront money for the attorney. So that's the best thing, and that's why you should also always have a contingent fee contract when you have a personal injury case.
All right. Well, the second question is, will the client be responsible for any advance costs at all if the attorney loses the case? And what are advance costs anyway?
Well, advance costs are the costs that the attorney paid to get, like, the reports that's needed, get the medical reports, and also to just get the records that's needed to at least negotiate the case or even try the case. Now, some advance costs are payable up front for the client, and that could be in the contract. It just depends on the type contract. But usually the medical bills, if the attorney loses the case, the medical bills are still to be paid by the client. They are not covered by any insurance. If the client doesn't have any insurance, then they still have to pay. What it basically means is that the client will not be responsible for any fees to the attorney or any fees and the cost, even the cost of just prosecuting the case.
All right. So why do you want to ask the attorney if they have tried your type of case before?
Well, as in a contract or a legal contract with an attorney, it is as any contract. It it should be, you should have experience. In other words, you want an attorney who has experience in personal injury. You want to know whether or not they have experience in trial. And also, one of the things that I think is important is you want to know if they know their way around the courthouse, or, you know, since they are different courts, you want to know whether they know and they have been in that court before, and that's very important. It's not always necessary that an attorney has been practicing in a court, but it is good to know if an attorney has been practicing that in that area. We have so many various counties in Georgia, and it's good to know if that attorney that you're thinking about hiring has had some practice in that area that you're going to have to file your lawsuit in a personal injury case.
All right. Well, the fourth question to ask is, do you have the time necessary to actually work on my case now? What is the best response a potential client should hope to get back from this question from their attorney or potential attorney?
Well, I would think that for that question, I would think that the attorney should at least say, yes, I have the time. I don't have too many cases where I'm overloaded, and I do have the time to take on your case, and I can spend as much time as necessary, and I think your case is very important, and I think that, and the attorney, you'd like to hear the attorney say that you have a good case and you have a winning case. And usually an attorney can tell you whether or not they think the case is a good case or a case that's not so good, or your chances or your likelihood of winning. Usually they can tell you that if they know anything about personal injuries.
All right. Well, is it okay to be direct with the attorney and ask, when will my lawsuit be filed?
Yes, I think that the client has, there has to be complete disclosure. And I think you have a right to ask the attorney, when will my lawsuit be filed, or if it will be filed, or what do you wait on before you file the lawsuit? Because what happens in a personal injury case is, in personal injury cases, there are always things that have to be done. The medical report has to be completed. The person, usually we try to wait until the person is through being treated by the doctor or medical personnel or chiropractor or wherever they are going, because we want to make sure that all the bills are included and accounted for. And when we settle, we want to make sure that there's no outstanding bills owed, so the client would be able to at least recover the money that pain and suffering, the things that they feel are necessary. Yes, I believe that you need to just ask the attorney, you know, directly when, what, when, and where, how, and what they think about the case.
All right. Well, should you ask, will my case actually go to trial? And if so, when?
Sure, you should ask that. I think you should ask any question that you need to ask. The attorney, you have to remember that the attorney is usually your servant, and you went to them because you wanted their legal advice. So I would say that you should ask anything that you actually want to know, and lawyers really have a duty to inform the client at all stages. So, yes, that's a good question. And a person who is concerned about their cases, you know, or their case, they really just ask all types of questions, and the attorney should answer them.
All right. Well, what is the most diplomatic way, Attorney Hornsby, to ask, what is my case actually worth?
I don't think there's a diplomatic way to ask that. I think you should ask it if you know. But actually, let me tell you what and how a lot of things, what a case is worth depends on a lot of contingencies. First, they depend upon the type injury, whether they are broken bones, internal injuries, severe injuries, or whether or not there's a soft tissue injury case. It depends on whether there's been loss of wages. It depends on the medical bills, the type medical bills you have. And also in a lot of automobile cases, It depends on the fault of the other driver, the liability. It depends on whether or not the driver is charged with reckless driving, a DUI, hit and run, or some type of negligence, which is it shows aggravation of circumstances where you can get punitive damages or either get the policy limits. There are many things that you know makes the case worth whatever it is, and none fault of the other party. So that all those things, you know, it's kind of contingent, and you really have to look at all those areas. You just have to look at that to determine what the case is worth. So sometimes it's very hard for an attorney to tell you what your case is worth, but they can sort of look at it and say, okay, well, we think that possibly this is what we would think that you have. Also, it depends on whether you have permanent injuries or not. And it also depends on what insurance is involved, because many times you have people who are underinsured. Even the person who caused the injury might be underinsured, and then you have to just kind of go after your own insurance. So it's a lot of contingencies in really deciding what a case is worth.
The underinsured motorist, that's pretty much another show altogether, huh?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, why is it so vital to find out if the attorney you are speaking with will be the actual attorney handling your case?
Well, sometimes clients feel that it's kind of hard to work with an attorney other than the one that you're speaking to. But a lot of times, and especially in large firms or in firms where there is more than one attorney, I think that what happens a lot of times is some attorneys have more experience in trial practice. Others have more experience in negotiating with insurance companies. So I don't think it really matters as long as you can trust the attorney and the attorney's firm. I don't. It's not that important to me. At least that's my opinion. And there are some clients who feel it's important that they want a special person handling the case. Now, in my firm, if you ask for a special person, that's the person you'll get. And a lot of times we sort of go in and team up, so you get two for the price of one, maybe three sometimes. So it is important to find out if the attorney you're speaking to will be the attorney handling your case. But at the same time, that does not mean that that attorney will not do your case well.
Okay, so it's not like they're shortchanging you. You spoke to one, but then you go to court, you have another one. That one particular attorney that you have in court might just be a better trial attorney.
Right.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So, and lastly, you believe that you should find out up front what your client participation will be in the lawsuit. Now, what does client participation mean in the legal sense?
Well, I think that what client participation means in the legal sense is the client being available when the attorney needs the client, being necessary to and ready to supply all the documents that's asked for, and a client who doesn't fight against you, and a client that really don't tell you how to run their case. Suggestions, I believe that, you know, that we welcome suggestions, but cooperation and making a good witness, listening to the attorney. If you don't agree, I think you need to let the attorney know if you don't like what's going on. I think, you know, just sitting down and having a talk with the attorney. But being able to understand the process, and a lot of times people don't understand process, and they don't understand really the length of time it really takes to get into court. Our courts are real crowded, and usually, let's say even it takes an average of let's say, 2 years or more to get into a jury trial. So it really takes a lot of time. The courts are crowded, and it's a lot of discovery, and you have time limits. And when you don't have a client that's available to you know, help you in doing, in other words, be present, be available, that's to me what good participation in a legal sense means, being available and being necessary to just having the ability to supply all the documents that we ask for and not to fight against us. And, you know, a lot of clients who know or think that they know a little bit about law sometimes are the hardest clients to represent, you know, because what they do is they want to tell you, and a lot of times they don't quite understand the system. Most lawyers understand the system and know, you know, what to do and when to do it. But it is a long process. The only thing that's really important to know and not let it slip, even if you think the attorney is letting it slip, the client should get on it. That is the statute of limitations. So that to me is something that should cause the client concern when they're getting near the statute of limitation. And for instance, in personal injuries, the statute of limitation is 2 years. And when the case gets almost to the 2 years and your case hadn't been filed or you haven't heard from your lawyer, it's time to start calling your lawyer and finding out. And if you should always be file a personal injury if it's going to be filed within the 2 years of the accident.
Oh, right. Well, now, at the Hornsby Law Firm, you have two daughters who are also attorneys.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about who they are and what their areas of expertise is.
All right. I have, let's say, my oldest daughter there, and the one who has been practicing law. Let me start off with me. I've been practicing law for 50 years. When I started practicing, it was just a general practice. Nobody could specialize. And so I started off with general practice, and I went into criminal law at the public defender's office. I was the Solicitor General of the City of Atlanta Traffic Court. I was also a judge there at the Traffic Court in Atlanta. I've also had private practice off and on, so I've been practicing 50 years. My daughter Avis Hornsby Culpepper, she has been practicing over 20 years. She was with the Public Defender's Office for about 15 and juvenile court for about 5. So she's been practicing, and now she's with me, and we all do basically the same type of work. We do personal injuries, DUIs, criminal defense, traffic, some EEOC complaints, and we do civil cases, both plaintiff and defendant's defense. Civil cases. So we just do a general practice, no bankruptcies. And my younger daughter, Christy is one who has been practicing about a year, maybe a year and a half. And she's the youngest in the group. And she is, you know, the little powerhouse, I call her, because she's a real, she knows. She was my paralegal for about 15 years.
Ah.
And when I started practicing, and she's worked with me a lot, and she is dynamite. Avis is a wonderful trial lawyer. So together, and we expect sooner or later to have some of my grandchildren come in and join us, but we have what I would call a wonderful law firm. And we're women, and we just take care of business.
And you have a beautiful law firm over there, too. Now, your other daughter is an interior designer. What's her name?
Her name is Carla Fitzgerald, and she's a wonderful designer. And she's an accountant, too, but she doesn't do that work. She designs. She loves it, and her work is beautiful.
Really, because you do have a beautiful office over there. Now, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us why you, our listening audience, tell them why you decided to advertise the Hornsby Law Firm in People You Need to Know magazine.
Well, I've seen the magazine. I think it's wonderful. I think that Spark Plug has done, I think that you, Spark Plug, have done just a wonderful job in exposing women of color and what they are doing in the business world. And, you know, and it's so important to me because when I first started practicing, I believe I was about the sixth black woman who practiced in Georgia, maybe between the sixth and the eighth, who started practicing and going into the courts. And I know, and I'm just so proud of you doing this because I know how hard it was and it still is for women to make a mark in business. And I just think it's wonderful that you're exposing the women of color in your magazine. And it's one of the beautiful pictures, and it's just a variety of people, a variety of colors, and a variety of careers. And it shows that now women have all types of careers, and they work in them, and they are good at it. And that's what I like about you and your magazine.
Right. Well, that was heartfelt, and I definitely felt it, and I definitely appreciate it. And I just realized in your comments just now why I like you so much. You remind me, and you sound like Maya Angelou. And you know everybody loved Maya Angelou.
Thank you. Yeah, I know, and I didn't know that, but sometimes I'd be trying jury cases, and afterwards, they'll say, "Are you some kin to Maya Angelou?"
I can believe that because you sound just like her.
All right, I was very proud of her, and I admired her, and also I like poetry too, and I like writing poetry. And I intend to do some writing sooner or later. But I'm just a fan. I was a fan of hers.
What is your favorite poem by Maya Angelou?
You said what?
What's your favorite poem by her?
Well, I like them all. No favorite.
All right.
And especially I like her reciting them. I like to hear her.
Yes. And I know why the caged bird sings. I used to love to hear her recite that.
Yeah.
Now, and finally, how can you be reached?
I can be reached at our office, law office at the Hornsby Law Firm. And it is in the Promenade Building in Atlanta on Cascade. It's 3915 Cascade Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30331, telephone number 404-505-0777. And I believe the email is thehornsbylawfirm@yahoo.com. Easy to remember.
All right. Go ahead and give out their phone number again, please.
Area code 404-505. 0777. Real easy to remember.
Yeah, in that building you're in over there, your office is located in, is probably one of the most beautiful professional parks right there on Cascade Road.
Well, it is, and it's almost unnoticed, but it is, I think, the only building that's about a four or five story building on Cascade.
Wow. Okay, and it's kind of hidden back there, so unless you're coming back there to do business, I guess they say go ahead and pass on by, right?
Well, I guess that's why they call it Promenade Park. It's kind of like a little park in the back, but it's a beautiful building, and it's got a lot of good people there, doctors, lawyers, social workers, and it's quite busy.
Yeah, most definitely. It's almost like musical chairs trying to find a parking space out there. I guess everybody over there is doing real good business, so that's good to know.
Yes, yes.
Now, Attorney Hornsby, I really want to thank you for being a part of our show today, and I appreciate your time and your most valuable and precious time in being with us today, okay?
Well, I thank you, and I'm the one who should give you the thanks. So I thank you for allowing me to be on your show, and I've enjoyed it, and I just thank you and look forward to being in your magazine.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Attorney Louise T. Hornsby, the managing partner at the Hornsby Law Firm. And you've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines a brighter spotlight on women business owners in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or for your women's group, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another beautiful job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine has created the gold standard for showcasing women business owners. We have everything in place to bring your brand to life and add a spark to your business. Give us a call today to learn more at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.